Mercury 458 means more of everything, more of everything.
Woo-hoo. At the top of the Big M line for 1958, Mercury introduces an all-new series, the biggest, most luxurious, most powerful Mercury series ever built. The Park Lane, magnificence unlimited, the ultimate in distinction and splendor.
More of everything, more of everything. Ooh.
More riding comfort. In the Park Lane, you luxuriate in the silent world of limousine luxury. Library quiet, mile after mile. More new performance with the most advanced engine today. The new 360 horsepower Marauder V8 with cool power design. This week, see the Park Lane. Magnificence unlimited.
Mercury 458 means more of everything, more of everything, more of everything.
Hot Rod Radio, USA.
There's a dancing treat waiting for your feet at a joint just out of ways, where they roll up the sleeves and nobody leaves, and the jukebox rocking away. Hey, just a little dive with a dick to jive on a nickel Victrola, where the cats all meet and they shake their feet to a tune called Rock Rockola. So rockety, rockola, rockety, rockola. Hands are clapping and feet are tapping to a tune called Rock Rockola.
More 1954 on Hot Rod Radio USA. Now, I don't think that guy ever got his justice done, meaning his position in rock and roll. Number one, he probably invented the boogie-woogie pumping piano long before Jerry Lee Lewis. I mean, listen to that song. 1954, Rock Rockola, certainly set the stage. Merrill Moore, we got to play more of him all the time. I did a special several months ago on that. And, you know, last week right here on Hot Rod Radio USA, I played that great Freddie Cannon song, you know, let's put the fun back in rock and roll. Well, I get a call from Dan Elliott. Yep, Dan calls me, goes, Wings, you forgot to mention the Belmonts. Well, yeah, I did. Guess what? The Belmonts put this song together. They actually hired Freddie Cannon to sing it. It was back in 1982. The song sounds like it was done much earlier in time. We're going to play it again, Dan, just to set the record straight. Freddie Cannon, well, let's put it this way. These are the Belmonts and Freddie Cannon. How's that? Let's put the fun back in rock and roll. We do it every week right here on your favorite station on Hot Rod Radio USA.
trust that everyone is enjoying the music.
Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio USA.
I saw her standing there, Mary standing right here, Studio 16Q here at Hot Rod Radio, Stereophonic Studios. Are you scared to get up onto the mic or what here? Are you just going to stand there and look hot? She's sticking her tongue. Let's see here. We're going to play the Jesters because I got something else to do. Here's Cadillac Man.
Yeah.
the Jesters. I want that Cadillac from the dealer on Hot Rod Radio USA. Another Frick's Pick, Greg Frick's favorites here on HRR. And now, gang, it's time for news that isn't new anymore. Wings Callahan reporting. It was on this date in 1803, the United States Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. And why not? It was one of the better deals we did. And we didn't have to borrow the money from China to do it at who knows what percent interest. Should I go on? In 1906, Dr. Lee DeForest demonstrated his radio tube. Now, where would radio have been without them? Remember, they used to light up and glow. They had that warmth to them that still in use today, as a matter of fact. The first appearance of cork-centered baseball happened in the World Series number 7 in 1910. Did you ever take one of those balls apart when you were a kid, just kind of unravel and see what was in there? Well, I did. It was kind of disappointing, actually. In 1944, the U.S. forces under General Douglas MacArthur returned to the Philippines. 1956, Hans Lindemann began a journey across the Atlantic in a 17-foot boat. Well, how stupid was that? I don't know the rest of the story. Maybe we'll do that research sometime here at HRR. In 1960, the first mechanized post office opened in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, it was a plot to get away from the humans.
Every day costs money, nothing, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Coming, and you can pass me by, but honey, nothing, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. Lord, you're the apple of my eye, your cherry pie. Your cake and ice cream, nor your sugar and spice, and everything nice. You're the girl of my dreams. But if you wanted to leave me and roam when you got back, I'd just say, well, cause honey, nothing, nothing, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice, but treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice, make me feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. Oh, but you want to be your slave? If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Really nice. May we feel at home. If you really care, scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. No, I'll be your slave. If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice. Dreamy night, dreamy night. If you really want my love, then dreamy night.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Wings Callahan's Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, music from 1962. It just doesn't seem that long ago. Big girls don't cry. And now, you lovely ladies, it's your song for all the pretty women. Here's Roy.
Yeah.
tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see?
In 1964, and is that kind of a provocative thing? Pretty Woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I think if I would have written that song, it would have been Pretty Woman, Hubba, 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 or something. I don't know.
Hot Rod Radio, USA.
Don't go away. Hot Rod Radio USA is right here.